Hello from my kitchen to yours. Welcome to What's Cooking, brought to you by Parcast, the show from master chefs to water burners. I'm your host, Rebecca Sherman, and I'm here to talk about anything and everything having to do with cooking. Make sure to rate this episode 5 stars wherever you're listening from so we can keep pushing out cooking tips, tricks, and tales for you. And follow us on Twitter at What's Cooking Pod for the latest updates. And welcome back to What's Cooking with Rebecca Sherman, brought to you by Parcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Sherman, and I am so excited to be back with episode 2 to talk about big buns, burger buns, obviously. This episode is inspired by all things burger related, however you like them. That could be beef or turkey or veggie, oh my. Lately, I've been eating more Beyond Burgers because my roommate is ditching meat, so we thought we would give it a try. And I could not have been more surprised by how similar it tasted to the real deal. But I am a big burger fan because there's so much variety with burgers, from the type of patty to the toppings. I think that's why they've become such a hit with fine dining and restaurants too. But you can never go wrong with a classic burger from a local diner or your own kitchen. So today I'll be talking to my roommates about our burger preferences and how we pick our patties. To share your own burger breakdowns or recipes, tag us on Twitter at What's Cooking Pod, and as always, make sure to give this episode 5 stars wherever you're listening from so we can keep the kitchen content coming. Before we jump into burgers, and there's a lot to jump into, it's time for our utensil of the day. Utensil of the day is brought to you by HelloFresh, the sponsor of this episode. HelloFresh delivers farm-fresh and pre-portioned ingredients right to your doorstep to take all the hassle out of cooking. Besides having all the right ingredients for the perfect meal, you gotta know what tools you're working with. Utensils are your friends, so it's time to introduce today's friendly face. The utensil of the day is a slotted spoon. Slotted spoons are those spoons with the silly little lines down them, so they're great for taking something out of a pot of water for a slight strain while keeping your food intact. Lately, I've been using my slotted spoon almost every morning for poached eggs, because it's perfect for picking up the egg from my pot without breaking it and acting as a light strainer, too. Slotted spoons are kitchen power players, which is why they deserve way more credit than they're given. For starters, people should start calling them by their right name.
Do you know what this is?
It's a spoon.
I mean, close enough.
Ever feel hungry but don't have the time to make that 5-star dinner you deserve? HelloFresh is just what you've been waiting for. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their fit and wholesome menu offers up to 6 recipes per week to choose from for satisfying and nutritious meals without any sweat or stress. HelloFresh is looking out for you and your wallet. Their services are 72% cheaper than dining out and grocery shopping. With HelloFresh, I've been saving time and money in my kitchen and baking plenty of their lemon ricotta pancakes. Go to HelloFresh.com/cooking16 and use code cooking16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. What are you waiting for? Go! Order! America's number one meal kit can be yours today. The moment you've all been waiting for, it's time to talk about those big buns. For our burger conversation, I've invited my roommates Ella and Nicole for a little table talk because we all have super different burger preferences but love them just the same. I think that demonstrates the value of burgers. Between all the variations of patties and toppings and buns and more, there's a burger out there for almost everyone. That's why they've been just as fun for me to cook as they are for me to eat. But this episode isn't just about me and my burgers. Let's hear from Nicole and Ella. Ella? Yeah. Nicole?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
I feel glad to be here.
Well, it is our apartment, so.
This is true.
Well, thank you two for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And today, of course, we're going to be talking about burgers, how we feel about them, what we like about them, what we don't, maybe.
Burger.
Hello? Burger.
Birders?
What I just said.
Are birders different than regular burgers?
It's a burger made with bird meat. So like a turkey? No, like a turkey burger would be a burger.
Oh, I thought you meant like a pigeon.
I also thought that. I was a little bit fearful.
I was not ready. I thought that it was just a diseased pigeon.
No, like a turkey burger.
Oh, I love turkey burgers.
A good birder?
Yeah, turkey burgers are probably my favorite burgers, actually.
I don't know if I've ever... Maybe I've had a birder, a turkey burger, maybe once in my life.
I would love to make you a turkey burger, but some of us are going meatless.
Oh, called out, Ella.
So no birders for us.
Sorry, guys.
It's okay, because I really like Beyond Burgers, too.
I love a Beyond Burger.
Those are fantastic.
That's the way. Do you want to know what's not the way?
Birders?
No, I'm telling you, I love a good birder.
No, listen.
Well, Ella would disagree.
I have a history with burgers.
What? How do you have a history with burgers? What does that mean?
It all started in middle school. I did a project on, like, McDonald's, like, additives.
Ooh. Yeah.
And the project was I made a burger, and I went and I got, like a Big Mac.
Oh.
And I put them side by side, and I photographed them every day.
Oh my
and
god.
Watched as like the regular burger, like decomposed as food does. And as the McDonald's burger stayed exactly the same.
That is not surprising at all.
It's not surprising, it's just weird.
Have you ever seen Super Size Me?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah.
That I never was watched so... that, but my parents watched it.
Oh, it's messed up.
My favorite part was when he was talking about like the changes that had happened, and he was like, my sex life is just it's like black and white. Like
poor guy.
Not the fact that he was dying.
No,
I thought that was
compelling than the fact that he couldn't have sex with his girlfriend the way that he used to.
A Big Mac will do that to you.
No, it will.
But with regular burgers, the real deal. Are you still a fan of regular? Well, I guess not.
I would say I broke my rules. I had one of the burgers in New York.
Oh, that was the best burger.
It was arguably one of the greatest things I've ever put in my mouth.
Not gonna lie, that was the best burger I've ever had.
No, it was a phenomenal burger. It made me a little ill because I haven't been eating meat.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a burger.
It was full-fleshed meat. It was a full-fledged meaty burger.
And they had the whole package. It was like lettuce, tomato, ketchup.
I don't even think they had pickles. Cooked?
Medium.
Yeah, medium.
I'm a medium rare girl myself. Yeah.
You know what my grandma says when she orders hamburgers? She wants it so rare, she says she wants to see it breathing.
That's scary.
If I were, a waitress and I heard that, I would be so scared. I'd be like, okay.
Have you guys seen that movie clip? I don't know what movie it's from, but the old lady who's, like, it's, like, a diner scene. There's an old lady, and the waitress is, like, pregnant, and she's like, oh, you're pregnant, and the waitress is like, yeah, and she's like, well, you know, who's the dad? And she's like, oh, he's not in the picture. She, like, loses her mind and gets all demonic and, like, starts eating people's faces.
You know what?
No!
I don't know what it's from, but I feel that if I were a waitress and someone said to me, I want my burger so rare that I can see it breathing, that would come to mind.
Oh, that's what a Big Mac would do to me. Too many Big Macs and I just start eating faces.
I've never had a Big Mac.
Really?
I don't think I have either.
I don't know if I had, like, a Big Mac from, like, McDonald's, but, like, my dad would make them. Like, his own version of them.
Joe's with, Big Mac.
Isn't that just a burger?
Because it's not Big Mac.
Respectfully?
It's just a burger with, like, the toppings that are on a Big Mac, which are, like, what, like,
which is
pickles.
Just
and,
a
like...
burger, so he made burgers.
Yeah, but he made them with what's on, a specific Big Mac, not just a cheeseburger.
So,
what's on
with
a Big Mac
that's
not on a cheeseburger?
Well, love? Not just, like, cheese and a burger.
Hatred.
Vengeance. You?
Yeah, that's like, literally all it is. Whatever's on a Big Mac. But then he'd call them his Big Macs.
Burger.
Well, what do you
gotta talk to Joe about this?
Yeah, that's kind of silly. Well, why do you think that some burgers are kind of trademarked when essentially, to their core, they're all the same thing?
Well, I think if it was, like, you know, like, Chick-fil-A has, like, Chick-fil-A sauce.
I was just thinking that.
You know, if it had some, like, special sauce.
I think In-N-Out also has a specific sauce.
Yeah, but yeah. McDonald's doesn't have a specific sauce.
No, Joe doesn't either. He's just Italian.
Maybe Joe has a special Italian sauce he puts on his Big Macs that make him Joe's Big Mac.
What, Alfredo?
You see, probably. You see Stepbrothers.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, at the beginning of the movie, they got like the big bowl of like ketchup and mayo mix. It's my special sauce.
That's how I feel about burgers, but mine is the mayo, just ketchup. I am a fiend with ketchup.
On your burgers?
Yeah.
No mayo.
No, but basically, even if I'm eating a turkey burger or a veggie burger or a human regular burger.
Human.
Not a human burger. Like a regular beef burger for humans.
Okay.
You know, the classic.
Like as opposed to
as if a turkey burger isn't made for humans.
I feel like they're made for a Jason. Like
human adjacent, yeah. Too.
Like no, like Californians. Like the fact I'm from New Jersey, I think it like kind of provoked the turkey burger thing. I don't know. Like if you were just a good old gal from Iowa, you're just gonna eat a beef burger. You're not gonna eat a veggie burger.
Not a human burger.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if we would go that far, but I don't think that anybody in Iowa is eating a veggie burger.
What state do you think has the most cannibalism?
Alabama. Alabama.
That was incest.
Oh, you can do both.
Probably be both.
Man, I love Alabama.
It's called the 2-for-1 special at McDonald's.
Is that why all of the McDonald's in Alabama, like, advertise?
It's written in the arches. One hump is incest. One hump is murder. Anyways, burgers. Pickles. Yes? No?
In general, yes. On burgers, no.
Why?
I feel that when I'm eating a burger, because I'll put like cheese. I like a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. And I, like if I'm gonna eat meat, I might as well eat dairy too. You mm-hmm. know? All in. I'll put cheese and lettuce and tomato. And I feel that pickles is just a step too far in terms of, like, flavor profile. Like, it's that's just solid. A little bit...
I see what you mean.
Too much tang, you know?
Yeah. I do see what you mean. No, I just disagree with it morally.
Morally, you feel that it's corrupt to not put pickles on burgers.
Yeah, did you know that in elementary school I sold pickles on a stick?
No, I didn't, but that makes sense.
Yeah.
You are not surprised.
I'm, like, picturing, like, a lemonade stand, except with little pickle things.
And, like, tiny back up. Like,
yeah. That's exactly what it was. It was $1 for a pickle on a stick. Or in a bag if you needed it to go.
Did you make a lot of money?
Yeah, I sold out.
Wow. That many people wanted pickles on a stick?
Yeah, so then...
If I was walking down the street, and I saw an opportunity to just have a pickle to go... I would take it.
It wasn't on the street. It was, we had this entrepreneur program, which was weird for children, but we had a marketplace in our gym for fourth and fifth graders. And as a fourth and a fifth grader, I sold pickles. Did you sell pickles?
No, I don't remember what I sold. But
I sold cake pops.
My brother sold milkshakes with his group and he fucking monopolized the market and no one wanted anyone else's stuff.
That's McDonald's.
Pretty much. 2-for-1.
Yeah. No, that's what McDonald's is doing with the Big Mac. And how you can have a Big Mac. And why is that different from a burger? From whatever Joe Spirito was making.
This is true.
Well, I think the difference would be the chemicals that give you cancer.
This is true.
And mess up your sex life.
And mess up your sex life. Yeah.
Well, that's all I got. For burgers, but thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you for having us, Becca. That was a lovely conversation.
My life feels different than it did 20 minutes ago.
It'd feel a lot better if you had a burger.
I feel like I want a burger too.
I would love a burger right now.
Man, all this talk about burgers.
Even beef?
Yeah, to be honest.
Wow.
Oh, I would love a beef burger right
now.
Where
do you think sells burgers?
We're in Boston.
Literally anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Nate and I are going to go get.
Well, we're going to go get burgers. Thank you.
This has been another episode of What's Cooking with Rebecca Sherman, brought to you by Parcast. I'm Rebecca Sherman, and I just want to say thank you so much to all our listeners for keeping up with the show and breaking down burgers with us. You should for sure check out next week's episode on pho, a hot topic here in Boston. And don't forget to rate this episode 5 stars wherever you're listening from, so we can keep delivering you kitchen content. You can also tag us at What's Cooking Pod on Twitter to share your own kitchen updates and check out some of our favorite recipes, or for the latest updates on the show. Thanks for listening, and keep on sizzling.